Five Canadian hikers are back on the Chilkoot Trail after fully recovering from nearly lethal plant poisoning. From Member Station KHNS, Tara Bicknell reports.
The group had been following the historic trail made famous by Gold Rush pioneers when they consumed the perilous false hellebore. They were evacuated to Skagway and Whitehorse after the poison began to cause serious symptoms. Tim Stidell, chief ranger at Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park, says it started one evening last week with a radio call from a hiking ranger.
Actually, it was a Parks Canada ranger who, just by coincidence, was traveling down from the Chilkoot Pass. They usually don't come that far onto our side of the Chilkoot Trail, but they were doing their orientation hike on the U.S. side, so he was coming down to stay the night at sheep camp.
It was fortunate timing, actually, because the sheep camp ranger on duty was already gone, and the next ranger wasn't due to arrive until later that night.
Fortunately, Sean, the Parks Canada ranger, was hiking through the sheep camp campground on his way to the ranger station when he encountered the five hikers who had consumed plants earlier that afternoon, and were one of them in particular was beginning to present with pretty serious symptoms associated with plant poisoning, severe vomiting, and kind of the need for diarrhea.
The hikers, most of them from Ontario, recognized that it was probably something they had eaten along the hike. For a few days, the French-speaking travelers had been eating native plants, starting with common edibles like watermelon berries or twisted stalk plant.
They came across the false hellebore, and it is known by the indigenous people to be one of the most toxic plants on the northwest coast. And it has actually been used in very minute quantities for medicinal purposes, but it doesn't take very much before it becomes lethally toxic when consumed, particularly the bulb of the plant, which is what these individuals actually consumed.
If you look the false hellebore up in a field guide or online, its images are paired with skulls and crossbones, grim reapers, and plenty of warnings in big red letters that say things like highly toxic. It can cause birth defects, gastrointestinal distress, salivation, prostration, general paralysis, spasms, irregular heartbeat, difficulty breathing, and death.
And when you start reading up on the reference material, we got the call and realized that they had been eating the false hellebore. We knew it was toxic. We weren't quite sure about the seriousness of it until we started pulling out our plant books and realized pretty quickly as we were reading into it that it is the most toxic plant on the northwest coast and can quickly result in unconsciousness followed by death. So at that point, we realized we got to get these folks out of there.
The individual cases ranged in severity. The hiker with the most serious symptoms had eaten only a couple of bulbs, while the others ate only a portion of one fingertip-sized bulb.
The one patient was presenting severely enough. By the time they got back to the clinic, they were in crisis situation. And fortunately, by the end of the evening, the clinic was able to stabilize them.
A helicopter navigated through marginal weather conditions to retrieve all five patients from sheep camp and delivered them to Dahl Memorial Clinic's new and more accommodating facility in town.
If he hadn't been able to get through, the likelihood of us getting particularly that one patient who was in the worst condition off the trail, I hate to think what might have happened if we couldn't get him out of there, because it was definitely, he was in serious condition.
Stidell has been with the park for 17 years now, and this is the first time he's seen an evacuation for plant poisoning. He explains the thought process that usually leads hikers to consume toxic plants.
I think some of this happened because folks had a little bit of knowledge, which sometimes can be dangerous, but didn't have full knowledge of the plants that they were working with and encountering. A little bit of group thought process happened here where one individual felt kind of confident, and he described it as feeling invincible, that never would have thought a leafy plant would cause that much poison. He'd heard about berries and mushrooms being toxic, but never really thought that a green leafy plant like that could be that poisonous.
More information on poisonous and edible plants is at the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park office in Skagway. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Tara Bicknell with KHNS.